This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can he close me up? On what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. We got a lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. And of course, you know, what can I say? There's just so many good things happening here on Agenda 21 Radio and also NewCaliforniaState.com. New California State, we have our 28th and 29th, just a few short days from now. I can't believe it's already here. We're going to be in San Luis Obispo, and we're going to be at the Madonna Inn, and it's going to be a spectacle like never seen before. Never in American history have we ever done such a thing. So we're just actually kind of going crazy right now with all the final details and everything. And I just want to say shout out to everybody in San Luis Obispo and Santa Barbara and Monterey and the Central Coast down there that have been putting everything together. Fabulous program. You can actually see it if you go to NewCaliforniaState.com. Go to NewCaliforniaState.com and you can actually see the program that we have that's just absolutely stunning, stunning program. So that's just a little bit of a lead-in. We'll be talking about some of our guests and so on, probably have them on the radio here in the next couple of days, that we'll be talking about what we're going to be doing at the Constitutional Convention. It's going to be quite a stellar day and quite a stellar moment, I think, in history, especially on Saturday, because we have several really good speakers. You know, Chris Ann Hall is going to be speaking to us not only on Friday night as a keynote speaker, but also on Saturday. She's going to be doing a fantastic job, as usual. If you've ever seen or heard Chris Ann Hall talk about the Constitution, we're very honored to have her amongst us. And also, we're going to be looking at, you guessed it, some people guessed it, because you've been listening to the radio show. What we have here is, of course, Governor Mike Huckabee. He's going to be speaking at the convention, and we're very, very excited to have him on board. I think he's going to have some books available and everything, so we got that all taken care of. I think we do. I mean, just all these little small details that have to pop up and everything that are going to be taken care of one way or another. Okay, so we've got, I guess, the president is in India still, enjoying himself, it seems. You know, it seems that India, which I've got to get the population straits between India, we'll talk about that a little bit today, India and China will be straightening that little brouhaha, a little dust up about the populations. I mean, you know, give or take a few million people, right? Right, both very large nations, and of course, China, the coronavirus is spreading throughout the world, and people are a little bit terrified. And I have a real philosophy that I've developed over many years dealing with viruses, and I'll tell you, I've had some of my own viral diseases. One of the things that was most impressive about me is I was 36 years old, and I had adult chicken pox. Now, you've heard me talk about this on the radio show. No fun at all. Nearly killed me. I struggled for my life for a good month, actually. So, I mean, you know, if you're an adult, you don't want to get it. But the fallacy that's out there, I'll tell you the fallacy that's out there about this little Zoster's virus is that they say, well, you get it when you're a kid and you're immune forever. Well, that's just not the case. I had it when I was a kid. I wasn't immune forever. And, you know, thank God I haven't gotten the third bout of it. You know, so I had chicken pox as a kid, chicken pox as an adult, and then they say, well, yeah, you're bound to get, you know, shingles. No, that isn't something on a shingle. We're talking about shingles, which is caused by chicken pox. And these viruses lay dormant, you know. Now, that brings us up to the coronavirus. There's just so much speculation going on, a lot of hard facts. We're going to dig into some of those facts about whether or not this is a bioweapon. And I haven't really broached all that. Yeah, I've been involved with the research and heard it all. We'll bring that to light. There's a lot of people thinking this is some sort of a bioweapon. And, you know, it's kind of interesting. You never know what's going to happen in China. And I think we've been hearing some real rumblings. I'll pass those rumblings on to you about what is going on in China and what the situation looks like here in the United States and here, and certainly in California. We're really concerned about what's going on in California right now. And that brings us up to, yes, you got it, New California and all the things that are going on with New California. So anyway, remember to visit our website, newcaliforniastate.com, and NCS 51. We got a ton of things going on both of those websites. We're going to be back and forth and back and forth and back and forth for at least to the end of the week. And then all of a sudden things take a whole different dimension. So you want to go to those two websites. And of course, agenda21radio.news. It's a21r.com. Okay, so if you want to take a little peek at what's going on in the business world, and I do because I want to see what's happening right now to the markets. The markets are up 122. Now, I'm bringing it to the markets because we're going to get slide into the old coronavirus and where the president's at today and all that good stuff. They have the lead article on Fox Business, and the lead article is Economic Fallout from Coronavirus Likely to Be Worse Than SARS Experts Caution. And this disease, mark my words, is going to be hitting a lot of these countries where there's not a lot of sanitary conditions. In China, as we know, and you've heard me say this before, I really, it's pretty obvious to me, if you know anything about viruses, that if you're not taking proper hygienic steps and using proper hygiene, just basically washing your hands with soap and water is a good one, especially with this one, because it seems to be a contact virus. You pick it up from a direct contact. That's the word that's out there right now. That could change. Most viruses that you get, they're airborne. You get them through your eyes and your nose and your mouth. And that's how you get. Isn't that freaky to think about that? These viruses you get in your eyes. Hello, pink eye. Right? Pink eye. You know, it's kind of interesting. I worked in the high desert of Southern California for years. And one of the things, when I came from the basin, if you will, up to, I think it's about 3,500 feet, It was you know, obviously the air is thinner. You're up higher, the air is thinner. As you get higher than altitude, there's less oxygen. That's shocking because, you know, oxygen has weight to it. Gravity pulls it down. I mean, then we can discuss the chemistry. I'm not going to do that. But one of the things I always notice as a teacher, in the springtime, we'd get just incredible cases of pink eye. All the kids all of a sudden, pink eye, pink eye, pink eye. And it was I taught at two different schools and administered at one. And it was interesting, just you knew everybody was going to get pink eye. And now that was when I was down in the basin where the air is heavier and you're at sea level pretty much, it didn't seem to be much of an issue. And then I started thinking about it because I'm, you know, using my thinking cap, and I started reading about pink eye and said, well, you know what this is? It's an airborne virus, and the virus is in the air. And, you know, if you go up to 3,000 feet, there's less atmosphere. There's less molecules to bump into as the virus, as you would find at sea level. So my theory is that because we're at a higher altitude, there's less atmosphere, there's more ability for the virus to be contracted into the eyes. And I think I was right, because it just seemed like both schools, the two that I were at, were about 3,500 feet. And it was just interesting to see. You just knew it. Anyway, so just know there's airborne viruses and there's contact viruses. It looks like the corona one is a contact. So wash your hands. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is, we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
All aboard!
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com. And, of course, newcaliforniastate.com. newcaliforniastate.com, the state of the future. ncs51.com. ncs51.com. Okay, we're deep into it already. We're already deep into the mire, if you will. And we're going to be looking at all the details for you. Okay, so President, goodbye Modi. We're at the situation. Trump rips a Supreme Court justice, attacks CNN, and opines on Harvey Weinstein as he departs India. This is just this morning. I was as show prep. It really wasn't show prep. I was watching or listening in the background and watching in the side of my eye. The press conference by the president, I thought it was done very, very well. He's gotten the shtick down. I mean, he's really gotten the shtick down. It is really interesting to see how he's got so many other problems. The press is just like not his problem anymore. You know, that's really what it comes down to. And he was having a very, very good time. But, you know, he's getting a lot done. I think he gets a lot more done on Air Force One than he does anywhere else. That's just what I think. He's got a lot of stuff going on, a lot of things happening, and he just has to get it done. You know, he has to get it done. And so when we saw this press conference today, I was very, very pleased with what I saw and how things were progressing. And how he views, especially these comments. If you haven't heard, Supreme Court justices, a couple of them, don't care for Donald Trump. Really? Yeah. Just sort of a little thing, huh? It says this is from the article. It says he began addressing a question from Fox News about his overnight Twitter comments saying two Supreme Court justices, Sonia Sotomayor and Ruth Bader Ginsburg, should recuse himself from cases surrounding his presidency over past comments. He then singled out Sotomayor for particular criticism. Says, I just thought it was so inappropriate. So inappropriate. Such a terrible statement for a Supreme Court justice, he said. She's trying to shame people with perhaps a different view into voting her way, and that's not appropriate. Anyway, some of the comments that she's been making about the president, and this is going back to even before he was elected, and I think that this was, it's very, I guess you'd say, emblematic about how the D.C. swamp views the president. You know what I mean? Just this is the way they view him. We'll see about this little clip here we got going on. Here we go. Well, I guess we don't have the clip going on. Of course not. Why would you do? Why would we have such
Justice Sotomayor yesterday saying that she and Justice Ginsburg should recuse themselves from future cases dealing with the administration? What is the basis for your opinion on that?
Well, it's very obvious. I mean, I always thought that, frankly, that Justice Ginsburg should do it because she went wild during the campaign when I was running. I don't know who she was for. Perhaps she was for Hillary Clinton, you can believe it. But she said some things that were obviously very inappropriate. She later sort of apologized. I wouldn't say it was an apology, but she sort of apologized. And then Justice Sotomayor said what she said yesterday. You know very well what she said yesterday. It was a big story. And I just don't know how they can not recuse themselves for anything having to do with Trump or Trump-related. the right thing to do is that. Now, as a Supreme Court justice is a different standard, but at the same time, I think it's a higher standard in a certain sense. So they'll have to decide what to do. But her statement was so inappropriate. When you're a justice of the Supreme Court, and it's almost what she's trying to do is take the people that do feel a different way and get them to vote the way that she would like them to vote. I just thought it was so inappropriate. Such a terrible statement for a Supreme Court justice.
What was inappropriate about the statement? I'm not an attorney, so I can't really look
well,
into
what
these.
The statement was, John.
She seemed to criticize the White House for running to the Supreme Court at the drop of a hat to seek a stay.
No, I don't think that was it. But I think what she did say is she's trying to shame, the way I look at it, she's trying to shame people with perhaps a different view into voting her way. And that's so inappropriate. So let's see what happens. We have things, whether or not they recuse themselves both. I mean, look, Justice Ginsburg, during my campaign, you know, I protested at the time. She apologized in a very minor form. And what Justice Sotomayor said yesterday was really highly inappropriate, and everybody agrees to that. Virtually everybody. I've seen papers on it. People cannot believe that she said it.
So, Sotomayor, Justice Sotomayor. Yeah. Sotomayor wrote in her dissent on a case dealing with the Trump administration's expansion of the situations where the government can deny visas to non-citizens looking to enter the U.S., that it is troubling how often the administration is running to the Supreme Court for relief from injunctions against its policies, and how often the court is granting Trump's requests. It's hard to say what is more troubling, Sotomayor wrote, that the government would seek this extraordinary relief seemingly as a matter of course, or that the court would grant it.
What does that tell you?
Trump added, what Justice Sotomayor said yesterday was really highly inappropriate, and everybody agrees, virtually everybody. Trump continued, I just don't know how they cannot recuse themselves. Of course, here's the problem. Justices can't, in the Supreme Court, recuse themselves. Shocking. Okay, just want to straighten that out. I think the president's already been told that, but, you know, I think maybe this is what happens when you use such language, though, is that clearly, on Sotomayor's part, you know, if you got these kind of biases against the administration, you know, there's a problem. There's impeachment for Sotomayor. I mean, this is what it comes down to. If these things are so troubling, you know, when there is a Republican, when there is a Republican House, there could be impeachment. Shocking. Now I bring that up. See, so how easy it could be to just impeach these two. And, you know, they better watch out. I'm serious. They better watch out. If you're a liberal sitting on the court and you're taking these kind of shots, which I think is totally inappropriate. I think it's totally inappropriate. They're taking these kind of shots at the presidency. Then they might find themselves in trouble. There is an exit venue for them, and that's called impeachment. Now, so let's just throw this out there as a hypothetical. And again, you know how easy it is to impeach now, right? Nancy Pelosi showed us all how easy, and oh, I'm sorry, Adam Schiff, 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 Schiff. Where is he at these days? Running from Bubba. That's going to be a new book. Running from Bubba, the Adam Schiff story. Anyway, but you saw how easy it is. So the Republicans, can you imagine this? The Republicans, headed by Devin Nunes, Kevin McCarthy. Headed by Kevin McCarthy would, of course, go, yeah, let's go. Let's charge. Let's shame these folks. That's what they can do. I think it would be spectacular, don't you? And so just pick off the liberals off the court. Now, of course, I'm not suggesting that, really. I'm not. You know, that would be misuse of impeachment now, wouldn't it? Haven't we seen that before? Do we want to see that again? And do we want the Republicans to pick up that tool? No, but I want them to think about it. I want those justices to think about it, too. See how easy it is, Nancy? When the script flips... protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. A21R.com, and of course, NewCaliforniaState.com. NewCaliforniaState.com. I'll tell you, it's been absolutely incredible to see what's going on. And of course, just to mention a little bit about Kobe Bryant, he was had an official ceremony for he and his daughter yesterday. It was quite stunning. I actually did listen in on a little bit. It breaks my heart that he's gone, actually, and what a class act he was and his family. And, you know, positive role models to people. That's just, you know, just, I always used to teach that to my kids, you know, especially the athletes and the cheerleaders, everybody that was involved in what we were doing in the schools, to always be a positive role model and sort of like to live that with, you know, make sure they understood that, that, you know, that the power of your behavior and your activity, you know, is very, very strong, especially if you're a high value, high luster, high visibility person, you know. And oftentimes, and the great thing about athletics and about extracurricular activities, school activities in particular, is that, you know, it does get people to be out there in front. It does get people to be out there and to express themselves. And it does really, I think, you know, promote a very positive behavior, unless you're like, you know, AOC, Ocasio-Cortez, then you're obviously promoting something different. So that brings me to the three dimensions of leadership, like I always used to teach, and that if you're a leader, there's three dimensions for you as a leader. You can be a neutral leader. I called it the bump on a log leader, in which you do nothing. You do nothing. You just sit and do nothing. And, you know, everybody says, well, there's no leadership in there. Certainly it is. You know, leadership is dependent upon, you know, people looking at you and wanting to either follow or not follow. That's really what it comes down to. And forget about what you're following, right? I mean, forget about the theory or whatever is followed. But there's just three basic dimensions. If you don't want to lead and you're not a leader and you're bumping a log, you can be a bump on a log. Anybody can be. You can join that leadership group. Just be a bump on a log. Do nothing. If you want to lead in a negative way, you can lead in a negative way. We got, you know, such people as Adolf Hitler, right? Bernie Sanders. You know, he's a socialist after all. Listen, I know Bernie is stretching it and trying to separate himself from that venue of leadership. And that's what he's trying to do. He's trying to say, I'm not a socialist. I'm a social democrat. Really? So, you know, we've talked about the communist-socialist relationship and all this other good stuff. And that's, you know, where he's going. And again, the question for this country is that where we want to go? Then there's, you know, Donald Trump. And I think he's being very much a positive role model for everybody. Now, anybody's going to say, well, they don't like the way he talks. They don't like the way he does business. And all, but, you know, he gets done, doesn't he? He gets it done. And that's the point. He does get it done. So you have, you know, negative, neutral, and positive leaderships. That's what I'm talking about. So some of the biggest monsters in the world have been obviously good leaders in a negative way. Doesn't mean that what they were trying to do was good. No, it means that what they're trying to do is bad, evil, wicked. And you know who those leaders are that stick out the most. And I find it absolutely amazing, even in this day and age, how some people, when they can't take a look at the aggregate of the United States and say, you know, this is a great nation. Now, he's been trying to pick up that mantra, Bernie Sanders, to say this is a great nation. That's some of the stuff that's coming out from Bernie. Well, you know, and okay, okay. So whether or not he's going to pursue that, and so, but what he's trying to do, of course, is convince, you know, those people that are middle of the road to come to him, because he realizes now all of a sudden he's got the main leadership position in the Democratic Party. And it's kind of like, well, you know, I need to appeal to more people because there's a lot of ground between me and Donald Trump in that leadership spectrum, isn't there? If you're looking at Donald Trump and you're looking at his record, you're looking at everything else, and then you want to look at Bernie Sanders, who's got no record, none of these Democrats have a record. None of these people running for office, they got nothing. They got you've got really, I think, bumps on a log and negative leadership there. I don't see a Democrat for miles that can even close the gap, if you will, no matter how hard, like Bernie Sanders says, well, you know, I'm a social Democrat after all. And then, of course, he's going out there pontificating and saying all the great things about food shortages, standing in line, all that stuff. I mean, good God. Of course, all this stuff is coming, but the socialist part of him is coming out. The socialist slash communist part is coming out, obviously, from years and years and years. He goes, let's just run down a few things. He makes comments about bread lines, food lines, how food lines are great for you. Then he makes comments about, well, you know, yeah, it doesn't make comments. You see the videos and you listen to the dialogue of him in the Soviet Union. Naked. Naked. I know that's a bad image, but naked. Naked Bernie. He's talking, you know, he's drinking vodka. Vodka. Lots of vodka. Bernie is out of control. I mean, his history's out of control. Now he's trying to bring it back, you know, 70, 50, 60 years later. I'm trying to bring that, you know, that little business in the Soviet Union. You know, of course, yeah, the Soviet Union is pretty evil. But, you know, hey, so what? It's okay. Now it's 2020, and I'm you know, I'm feeling better about myself. So I want to make sure I'm going to include all those little middle-of-the-road minions into my socialist schemes. We'll call it a democratic scheme. See, this is not, this dog is not going to hunt for Bernie. That's the point. Now, with Donald Trump, it's definitely hunting, and because this is just sort of what we're going to see in the election. They're stuck with Bernie. They're absolutely stuck with Bernie, and I don't see anybody out there who can hold a candle to Donald Trump. So Trump is under control. That's what I think. Trump is under control. This, I mean, it's Bernie Sanders. Do you feel the burn yet? It says, internal poll claims Bernie would sink down ballot Dems. This is we mentioned down ballot Democrats, and I'm on this because down ballot Democrats in California, especially in the House of Representatives, is critical and key. We have 53 seats in the House of Representatives. 53 seats, and it's exquisite, these 53 seats. We want to make sure that we get an additional 17 seats. This is what I'm saying in California. We want to make sure we get an additional 17 to the 7. We only hold 7 right now. That shows you how effective this top two and the gerrymandering that's gone on in California so that only Democrats get all the votes. Yeah. And, of course, then there's the crooked voting scheme in California. When we come back, we're going to go through some of these demographics and so on, and some of the stats, what we're seeing about Bernie, and the absolute devastation. This is what I'm talking about, of the down ballot situation for Bernie. This is all, of course, going to impact New California. Hello, changing time. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops pops on. If it, your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's a Romp Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Okay, a number of things happening. I just want to bring you up to date on these little tidbits. The but we're going to stick with the election here for a second, but we're going to be certainly talking a little bit about immigration and all the problems that are going on with immigration. The we've got... Nuke Bernie. Oh, no. Tonight, Sanders faces fire at debate. So I guess there's going to be a debate tonight. Another debate. Jesus. Are we done with debates yet? And are we done with debate? Let's see here. This is from Charleston, South Carolina. Democrats unload a Bernie's Sanders in likely debate preview. Shocking. I mean, the guys, see, and again, we get this honest. See, he's been honest, right? He's been honest about the fact he's a socialist business. We explained all that. Democratic rivals to Bernie Sanders are preparing to try to knock him off his frontrunner perch in a debate Tuesday night before a critical South Carolina primary that could dramatically reshape the race. So this is this whole thing going on. You know, we're going to sit there in the catbird seat. This weekend is CPAC, and it's also, of course, New California. On the West Coast, we got New California. On the East Coast, you got CPAC. And the real action really is at CPAC. No, the real action is at the New California State 6th Constitutional Convention. That's where it's really at. So, I mean... People think it's all at CPAC. It's it. No, no, no. This fledgling upstart group called New California. Yeah. It's going on. Anyway, it says, with mounting fear among the Democratic establishment that the self-described Democratic Socialist is on the verge of gaining a significant lead in the delegates needed to secure the nomination, several candidates are resorting to last-ditch efforts to stop him. The day before Tuesday night's debate in Charleston, they previewed their lines of attack in a series of digital and television advertisements. Peter Buttigieg, the former mayor, man, how's that South Bend, Indiana, working out post Buttigieg? Actually, very good, better than when it was Buttigieg time. Anyway, calls for government finance healthcare system as an example of his polarization. Former Vice President Joe Biden accused Sanders of trying to undermine President Barack Obama's 2012 reelection, and former New York Mayor Mike Bloomberg assailed Sanders' record on gun control. Well, it's better than yours, Mike. Okay, the new wave of infighting came just hours before seven Democrats were set to meet with the party's 10th and perhaps most consequential debate of the 2020 primary season, and it marked a seminal moment in Sanders' political career. After spending decades as an outside agitator accustomed to attacking the party establishment, he's suddenly one on the defense. Why? Because he's now them. And they're shocked. I mean, I'm really getting away from the dialogue here. So that's the Bernie Sanders situation right now. He's coming up to all this other stuff. They're attacking him. Okay. Bloomberg redemption. I don't want that. Nuke Bernie. This is another one of the little clips. Bloomberg's debate strategy. Nuke Bernie. There you go. Just nuke him. Says Mike Bloomberg and a handful of staffers spent Monday at the so-called happiest place on earth preparing for the bruising task ahead the next day. Hunkered down in the Four Seasons Hotel in Florida's Disney World. There you go. They got the work. They got the commercial out of me on that one. We don't want to talk any more about Bloomberg. I do want to talk, again, prepare yourself for Mike Bloomberg. But he's got the money for the media, so that's going to take place. Internal poll claims Bernie would sink down ballot Dems. Shocking. This is what I was getting at earlier. Here we go. Internal poll claims Bernie would sink. Now, this is why we love Bernie Sanders. Aren't you all suddenly supporters of Bernie Sanders? If you know, hey, I know some of you have just a smidgen of DNA, genetic material for the Democrats. Democratic DNA. All of you have it somewhere in there. And it's masked, of course, by your conservative DNA and impulses, right? So, but I'm just telling you, reach down, get a little tinge of that just get some expression of the genes. Get a little phenotypical presence about yourself for the Democrat. Bernie Sanders, who's leading, right? Because we like Bernie right now in that regard. Okay, you know, I'm just playing. I'm just messing around. Says this is from Politico. Okay, Mike Bloomberg's campaign is shopping an internal survey that shows the liberal Vermont senator could be a millstone around the necks of vulnerable House Democrats. Bernie Sanders' nomination could drag down vulnerable House Democrats trying to hold on to the competitive districts, according to a new poll conducted by Mike Bloomberg. Shocking, Mike Bloomberg conducting his own poll to try to attack. I mean, see, this is what you got yourself into. You got the oligarch who's just dictating polls, right? But Bloomberg and his news and his all this other stuff is really good stuff. I do have to say that. You just put another name behind it, but he's got some pretty good stuff that way. So the poll of voters of more than 40 in more than 40 battleground House districts currently held by Democrats, conducted by Global Strategy Group for the Bloomberg campaign and obtained by Politico from two sources, found that Sanders is less popular than Trump and loses significant support when hit for holding socialist positions. There we go. You know, the discernment by the American public is wonderful, isn't it? That this is me now. Sanders is a self-described democratic socialist, a distinction that his opponents are starting to draw more frequently in days following the Vermont Senator's dominance in Nevada. His agenda of Medicare for All, the Green New Deal, the guaranteed tuition, and debt-free public colleges has rankled more established voters. There it is. Down ballot problems for Bernie. Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-260-1000.
866-4715. That's 800-266-4715. When you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715. Promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is, we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
You know, an article was just sent to me by one of my listeners. I said, you need to read this. Okay. Well, and you know, here I am. You know, you need to read this like right now. I get this all the time and it's kind of interesting. So you need to read this right now. All right, let me read it. Let me see how it all goes. Well, you know, come on. Anyway, it's called Reason, Fremont's one. This is from Reason. Mm-hmm. It says, against the new nationalism, individual autonomy is not the cause of our problem, and state autonomy is not the solution. Reason magazine. Reason. Who does Reason magazine? Slotkin, Stossel, Video, Free Minds and Free Markets. Anyway, this is by Stephanie Slade from the April 2020 issue. From the April 2020 issue. Excuse me, but isn't it February 2020? Yes, we have a long month of March ahead of us. Get your marching orders. Anyway, she goes, it's kind of interesting the way she opens this up. We'll explore it. I take the tease, you know, by my listener. Nationalism is not to be confused with patriotism, George Orwell wrote in 1945. Quote, both words are normally used in so vague a way that any definition is liable to be challenged, but one must draw a distinction between them since two different and even opposing ideas are involved. Huh. I like that quote. Anyway, in the article, it seems to come down to some very, very interesting statements of fact about all this. This is an interesting little tidbit. Lowry acknowledges that an extreme or authoritarian nationalism, usually the same thing, as well as a nationalism of unquenchable grievance, also often associated with authoritarianism, is dangerous. And still he thinks a world of proud and independent nation-states is better than what came before. Tribalism tends to be red in tooth and claw. All right, it is. Interesting article. So we're going to kind of get into it. I'll read it. I want to thank the listener for that. I think it's kind of an interesting little thing because, you know, we're developing. So, we are becoming more prideful of our country, aren't we? Shocking. And those that want to destroy our country, and especially out here in California, well, you know what? Your days are numbered. You want to call that nationalism, being prideful? I call it Donald Trump, who, by the way, when I woke up this morning, is still my president. Thanks for listening, and stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We are sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.